Takeaway English. An estimated 8 million people in Britain enjoy rambling in the Peak District every year. But what many who enjoy outdoor pursuits don't know is that their right to roam was won by men who sacrificed their own freedom to gain access to the countryside for all. In 1932, wealthy landowners had exclusive use of large areas of moorlands for grouse shooting. Walkers were kept out by guards until a group of 400 people from Manchester in Yorkshire, led by Benny Rothman, engaged on a mass trespass. The campaigner was jailed with four other men. The event is credited by many with starting a movement that paved the way for the establishment of national parks. Mr. Rothman died in 2002, but he is now being honoured for his contribution with the unveiling of a blue plaque on his former home in Crofton Avenue, Timperley, Greater Manchester. Retired Professor Harry, who followed in his father's footsteps by specialising in environmental issues, says he was a very optimistic man and he made the best of it when he went to prison. It didn't put him off campaigning. He went on campaigning on environmental issues most of his life. Mr. Rothman did live to see the Countryside Rights of Way Act passed by Parliament in 2000, ensuring the freedom of the countryside for future generations. Rowley Smith, a friend of Mr. Rothman and an author of walking guidebooks, said, "It is down to them that we have got what we have today." Councillor Jonathan Coop of Trafford Council said, "The honour of having a blue plaque attributed to you means you have really made an impression on society. Mr. Rothman contributed to the changing of history, and it is because of him that we are able to enjoy the local countryside as often and freely as we can today." Takeaway English from bbcukchina.com.